Today we had some trilaterals, quadrilateral, and bilaterals. Of course, peace and reconciliation process was one of the main items discussed in these in today's meetings, and certainly all of the countries in the region, particularly our allies, in this case the U.S. and China, and of course Pakistan, have expressed their willingness to work with Afghanistan on peace and reconciliation process, and we very much hope that this effort will result in a result-oriented peace process where we will see some positive moves in the coming weeks. That may take some time, but we hope that this will start as soon as possible. On peace and reconciliation, of course, we have all agreed, Afghanistan agrees, that the surest way to peace, stability in Afghanistan is through negotiations and talks. And we welcome all those opposition elements who renounce violence, who accept Afghanistan's constitution, and who disarm and join the government in a government-led peace and reconciliation process. There are no new terms and conditions. I will not go into the specifics. Let us first start the negotiation first, and then we will talk about what conditions do we have and what do they have. ډیر مننه ورور زما په خیال چې زمونږ په دې باور یو چې په افغانستان کې سوله د پاکستان ته پاکستان کې سوله او امنیت دی او دا یو پیغام و چې نن موږ خپل مستقیما د یو ځل بیا د پاکستانی ټولو مشرانو نه مستقیما واورېدل او امیدوار یو چې په دې راتلونکو ورځو کې په سوله پروسه کې به دوی موږ سره د افغانستان سره په صادقانه توګه باندې به همکاري کوي او موږ امیدوار یو چې په یو نتیجه را ورسیږو. Well, Pakistan is an important country. It's we share a very long border with Pakistan. We very much hope that Pakistan can play a very influential role and very important role in the peace and reconciliation process.